call him Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. How I love, how I love to call your name. They call him Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Every day, Lord, every day, I know your name is the same. Somebody said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, can you say my cup runneth over? And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Again, I want to say Happy Father's Day. Today is a day set aside and designated to honor those men who stand up and answer the call of being fathers. And what we do on this day, we reflect on those men and we share our love and our respect, because the Word of God tells us that we should honor our father and our mother. And to honor your father means to respect and to love. And certainly they are deserving of honor and love. The Bible teaches a man how to be a man. The Bible teaches a man how to be a father. And the Bible tells us, don't be hypocrites. The Bible says, keep it real. And as we keep it real, we step up and embrace the challenge of what it means to be a father in the God or biblical sense. I want to share a special message this morning about that. I want to talk about for a message this morning, seven biblical insights into positive fatherhood. I want to share seven biblical insights into positive fatherhood. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want to call your attention to the book of Proverbs. I want to thank Brother White for the beautiful reading this morning. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for the excellent way in which he continues to lead the sermon. I mean the singing. Well, he could do that too if he wanted to. Amen. And I thank my dear brother, Brother Sperling, for the excellent prayers he continues to offer in our behalf. And Brother Jerry has for the excellent invocation that he directed us into this morning. Proverbs chapter 1, I want to read verses 7 through 9 in your hearing. If you have that, say amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. 7 biblical insights about positive fatherhood. Now, that statement would suggest that all fatherhood is not positive. Every father in this world is not a positive or a good father. Unfortunately and tragic enough, we've had instances where fathers killed sons. And we have instances where sons killed fathers. And so we don't always have positive fatherhood. But I'm convinced this morning that many of the positive fathers who are on location, stepping up, stepping out, and stepping on do not get the credit which they deserve. But the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. We don't lose a thing giving people honor when they are deserving of it. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, honor thy father and mother, that your life may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives. When we come to the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 4, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, for this is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long upon the earth. There's a connection between honoring and living well and living long upon the earth. When we give honor to whom honor is due, then we are ensuring that we can live long and we can live well on the earth. And I would hope that many today are interested in living well. And not only living well, living long upon this earth. Amen. I know that one day I got to get up out of here. I understand that. I know one day I'm going to receive an eviction notice and going to get put out. But I ain't trying to rush nothing. Is that all right? I'm trying to hang in here, Wes, long as I can. Amen. So I want to talk about 7 biblical insights into positive fatherhood. We need father power in the world today. Young ladies need father power in their lives. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Young men need father power in their lives. Amen. And real men feel like it is an honor to be a father. I know I feel that way. And I would imagine his other brothers, like Brother Earl and others, feel that way. And Brother Earl told me that he didn't get the memo that we dressing in white today. We got the big four in white. Got Wide, Rutledge, Spurling, and Moss. That's the big four. They talking about the big three in Miami, but this the big four. Is that all right? But let me share with you 7 biblical insights into a positive. And the first insight I want to share is that positive fathers listen to the voice of God. Positive fathers listen to the voice of God. You can't, no man knows how to be a father without help. If you're going to be a father, because you know, if we tell the truth about it, we all make mistakes as fathers. Amen. Thank you, Brother Wyatt. But Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if a father is smart, He will listen to the words that come out of the mouth of God, because God's word provide guidance and directions. Psalms 37:23 said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We sing the song, order my steps in your word. Amen. So the first thing that a positive father does is that he listens to the heavenly father. He says, in essence, speak, Lord, and your servant hear. Lord, help me as I try to be the head of my family. Help me as I lead my children. Lord, show me how to even talk to my children. Because we don't have all the answers. And we be honest about it. We need help in this great endeavor. And so one of the first things that a positive father does is that he listens. He is attentive to the voice and the words of God, because out of the mouth of God comes divine revelation. That's why the Apostle Paul, talking about the great wisdom that God had, he said in Romans chapter 11 verse 33, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, or who have been his counselor, who have first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and to him and through him are all things." So wise or positive fathers listen to the voice of God. Here's a second biblical insight about positive fatherhood. And that is, positive fathers provide for their children. Amen. Positive fathers are not M-I-A. They are not A-W-O-L. They are on location. Sometimes it kind of upsets me when I see all the press giving the deadbeat dad. What about the dads ain't deadbeat? What about the dads who's stepping up and doing right by their children? Is that all right? Positive fathers provide for their children. Amen. Is that, in fact, they don't mind spending their money on their children. Jesus said in the parable, the friend at midnight, he said that as he concluded that parable, he said, "If you being evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more does the Holy Father or the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that call on him?" So I'm not perfect, but I know how to give good things to my children. A lot of fathers in this audience today, we wouldn't dare say we are perfect, but we do know how to provide for our children. And that's what a man does. He provides. He ain't got no problem providing for his children, because that's what it's all about. Here's a third positive insight. Positive fathers protect their children, because that's what a father does. You know, you know, we men, folks, we try to protect stuff.
All right.
I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, "Well, man, well, Moss, he'll come in your house. Well, he come in now, he got to deal with me." Now, I ain't saying he can't come in there and kill me, but he gonna have a fight on his hand. Y'all need looking at me strange. Don't come up in there with no mess. Is that all right? Because it's my responsibility to protect my house. That's why you won't see me going in another man's house talking foolishness. Amen? Because he exercised the long arm of the law, that is his prerogative. And so the Bible talks about in the parable of the friend at midnight. And the man knocked on the door at midnight, Brother Wyatt, and he said, a man has come to me in his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And the man said, he answered from within, he said, watch this, he said, trouble me not, for my children are with me in bed, and the door is shut, and I cannot rise and give thee. That very description shows that he is protective of his family. You know, and just to be real, a father is concerned when his children are out in the street. Because we know that there's danger. In fact, we know more about the danger than the children do. Now, they don't want to believe that, Sister Monier, but that's true. We know more about the streets. Y'all looking at me strange. Those, most of us who've been fought had to come out the streets. I wish I had some help here. Amen. So a father not only provides, a positive father provides. If you're going to be a father, if you are a father, if you're a young father, and you got young kids, you need to hear this message. You need to, number one, listen to God. You don't know enough about fatherhood without his help. Number two, you need to provide for your children. I know you understand that. Number three, you are to protect your children. Here's number four. A positive father pities his children. If you turn your Bibles now to Psalms 103 and look at verse number 13. Psalms 103 and look at verse number 13. I'm going to read this passage. Listen to what it says. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. That literally means that a positive father has compassion on his children. Yeah. And even, and let me tell you something, and even when we fussing at y'all, we still loving you. Amen. Even when we say we mad, it's because we love you so much. Amen. Amen. And sometimes I'm sure some of us have regretted things we've said. You're just keeping it real. But this text says that as a father pitieth his children, God has compassion on people that fear him. If you fear God, Lord, the Lord has compassion on you. Now, if you exalt yourself and become arrogant and haughty, he has something else for you. Is that all right? But as a father pitieth or has compassion, you feel for them. In the New Testament, the Bible says that it tells fathers, there's a special message for fathers. It tells them, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Literally means don't exasperate them. Don't be unreasonable in your exercise of authority. Now, it is a thing as being too hard. That's what the Bible is saying. Just because you're in the position of authority, it doesn't mean you have to abuse the authority. And the word of God says, be sensitive to the fact that, you know, children folks too. Let me say it again, brother. I don't think they heard. Chilling folks too. And even though they little folks and maybe they can't defend their position,
all right,
but they do have feelings.
Amen.
Amen. And the text says that don't be so harsh, because sometimes, you know, we wouldn't like nobody being harsh with us. The next time you do that, I'm going to cuss you out. Come on, y'all. Now, you know that ain't the Christian thing to do, but that's how some people respond to it. God says, don't provoke them. Don't be so hard on them that they become discouraged. And it wouldn't be altogether wrong if sometime you have to come back and make an apology.
Amen.
That does not belittle you or diminish you. That magnifies you.
Amen.
Word of God says, don't provoke them as a father has compassion. Has compassion on his children. And then, number five, a positive father instructs his children. As a father, you got to do some teaching. You got to teach about life. Look at, Brother Wyatt read this so beautifully. Turn your Bibles now back to Proverbs chapter 4. And look at verse 1. And you as a father, God expects for you to teach your children. Amen. Listen to verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father. Whether you believe it or not, your father has something to teach you. He has something worthwhile to tell you. Don't have an attitude where he don't know nothing. He know a lot more than you think he knows. Is that all right? Hear the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. Now listen, I give you good doctrine. Forsake not my law. And what the father is saying, if anybody going to look out for you, if anybody going to have your back, if anybody going to look out for your best interest, it's going to be me, because I'm your father. I want to see you succeed. I want to see you make it. I want to see you become somebody. So listen to my doc. I give you good doctrine. Forsake not my law. My daddy told me, boy, now you be in his house before the street light come on. And I must admit, sometime I was out there, when I saw it blinking, I was scuffling trying to get in there. I saw it blinking, and I said, oh, it's finna come on. Let me rush and get in here. Because I don't want to deal with him. Amen. Then he said, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. This is Solomon talking about his relationship with David. And he said, I had a great father and I listened to my father. Listen to verse 4. He taught me also. My father taught me also and said unto me. Here's what my father said to me. And he said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. That's what the father said. Because the father understands that he is a teacher. And then as a father, you got to figure out the best way to communicate with them.
Amen.
Because you want to communicate effectively with them.
Right.
Now, if you go over to chapter 6, look at verses 20 and 22 in this same connection. It talks about the father being a teacher. He says, my son, Proverbs 6, verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. In other words, listen to your parents.
Amen.
Listen to your mama. Listen to your daddy. Then look at the next verse. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. I know this brother Taiwan, this one young brother who's going somewhere in life, and I appreciate it. Yeah, he is. I like his attitude. Yeah. And I noticed this morning he had a cross around his neck. He had a necklace on. And he thought he was looking real cool with that around his neck. That's the idea in this text, that you're wearing it like you wear beautiful jewelry. Amen. That's the idea in this text. Look at it. Bind them continually about thine heart and about thy neck. Look at verse 22. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. The next verse. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and the reproofs instruction of the way of life. If you hear me, I will help you.
All right,
and then number 5, another positive insight of a father is a positive father disciplines his children. Now, discipline has become an ugly word. But really, it's not an ugly word. It's not a bad word. It's a good word. Amen? And we all need discipline, because discipline is the key to achievement. Amen? And, you know, discipline ain't pleasant. Amen? You decide you're going to, you know, do better for exercise. That ain't easy. You're going to cut out on your blue bell. That ain't easy. No, what I said, Marilyn, I said I'm going to cut out. Let me keep it real here, Wes. Now, turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12, first of all. Then we're going to come back to the book of Proverbs. And we're just about concluding here. Hebrews chapter 12. And I want to look at verse number 7 first. And then we're going to look at verses 9 through 11. But now let me just look at what verse 7 says. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? That is, punishes.
Yeah.
My daddy beat me. Yeah, he did. Sometimes I thought he was going to kill me, Jason. And see, Jason and Brian, them come along, they had got a little older. When I was young, they were in their strength. When they were getting me, Brother Wyatt, they were strong then. Amen. And the parent not beating you because he hates you. Amen. But because he loves you. Now drop down to verse 9, the same context. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. And that's the idea of discipline. As a father, you must correct your children. If you see them heading in the wrong direction, you as the father must step in and correct that.
Amen.
And then it says, verse 9, shall we not much rather be in subjection to the fathers of spirits and live? Look at verse 10. For verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his. Sometimes God has to chasten us. Sometimes the Lord has to send us through stuff that's negative to get our attention.
Amen.
We'd rather not go through it. But if God can take you to it, God can take you through it.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at the next verse. Verse 11. No chastening for the present seems to be joyous. When you being corrected, that's not joyous. But it's for your own good. It says, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So number six, a father disciplines his children. Now, if you don't discipline them, then you are giving them a death sentence. Let me give you what the Bible says. Now, turn your Bibles now to Proverbs 13:24. Brother Wyatt, come up here and assist me. We can expedite this. 13:24 and then Proverbs 19:18. If you don't discipline your children, your sons and your daughters, as a father, you are setting them up to die. Amen. I know some young men right now who locked up in the penitentiary because they made some bad choices. Amen. You have 13:24 first. What does that say?
Proverbs 13:24.
Listen to this.
He that spareth the rod hateth his son.
The Bible says if you don't correct your child, you hate him. You hear what I said? Mama used to tell me, boy, it's hurting me more than it's hurting you. Mama, I can't see that. I can't see. Lord have mercy, I can't see that. You putting stripes up and down my back. How did it hurt you? But I was hurting her heart by my behavior. Read on, Brother White.
But he that loveth him.
Chasteneth him.
Betides.
Betides mean early. You see, while little N is little, Damian got a possibility to bend and mold and shape him like he should and could. But when N gets taller than you, Hillary, boy, I'm going to get you straightened out. That might not work out too good for you. Especially when they get bigger, teen, and start pumping that iron. You better just threaten them. Hey, you don't want none of this. You got cupcake, you got to sell some wolf tickets. you don't want no scuffle. Is that right? So you, at text, read it again, Brother White. It says that betide means you do it early. Brother Smith used to say, when that child is down here, you got to handle him. But when he get up here, ain't nothing much you can do with him. It's too late then. Read it again, Brother White. What does it say?
He that spareth the rod.
Hateth his son.
But he that loveth him. Chasteneth him.
Disciplines him. Betimes means early. Now look at 19:18 as we wrap this thing up. 19:18. Proverbs 19:18. Let's see what that says.
Chasten thy son.
While there is hope. You see that? While there's hope. Because the time can come, there is no hope. Amen. Read, Brother White.
And let not thy soul. Spare for his crime.
Even because he hollered and you're killing me. Don't hear that. Handle your business. That's what the word of God says. Amen. You got guys like Spark and PJ, yeah. Child psychologists. In a lot of cases, these so-called child psychologists ain't even he had no children. Ain't gonna tell you how to raise your children. Amen. You see, it's one thing to have a child at home and you gotta deal with him. Versus in a laboratory. You understand what I'm saying? Read it, Brother Wyatt.
Chasten thy son.
While there is hope.
Let not thy soul. Spare for his crime. A man of great wrath. Shall suffer punishment.
Uh-huh.
For if thou deliver him.
Mm-hmm.
Yet thou must do it again.
All right. So. a positive father in lovingly disciplines. And the key term is lovingly. Here's number 7. And this is a big, I want you to turn your Bible now to Luke chapter 15. We're going to wrap this up. A positive father encourages his children. A positive father encourages. And sometime, if you have more than one child, they got different personalities. You can't deal with them in one way. You see, an only child is different from a child that has siblings. Y'all feeling this? See, you got to be careful with an only child. Praise God. The psychology is different. Amen. In fact, when you have more, then your parenting skills must be greater. Let me illustrate it for you. In the parable of the prodigal son, he had two sons. Both of them needed encouragement. Let's just see if we can't find. Brother Wyatt, I think let's start with verse 20.
And he arose.
Now, this boy has messed up, y'all. What did he do? Got his money and went to the far country. Let his hair down. Eyes mesmerized and hypnotized by the dancing of bright lights in the far city. That right? So he messes up. And now, if your child mess up, will you let him come home? And sometimes we forget about it. We messed up too. I ain't expect much on that. We messed up too. Is that right? You know, you have been young. Huh? You like to dance too. Two steps to the left. Two steps to the right. Bag it up, kick. You see that cupcake? Praise God. Is that all right? You like to do stuff too. You ain't always been as holy as you are. Come on now. Yeah. This boy done messed up, Joyce. Now he got to come back home. Let's see what happens.
And he arose.
He arose.
And came to his father.
Came to his father.
But when he was yet a far great
when
way
he
off,
was yet a great way off.
His father saw him,
Bro Wyatt.
And had come back.
And he had. The boy done messed up. And one thing he don't need now is a beat down. He already vulnerable, Sister Smith. He already messed up. He already beat down. Well, he ain't got no money, Doc. He broke. Like Bobby Womack said, nobody wants you when you're down and out. Y'all know the song? Nobody would help him, why? Read it.
And ran. And fell on his neck.
Fell on his neck.
And kissed him.
Kissed him.
And the son said to
him. And the son, this is what the boy told his daddy. Listen what he told his daddy.
Father, I have sinned.
I have sinned. You got to give that boy credit for that. Yes, sir. I have sinned.
Against heaven.
Against heaven.
And in thy sight.
And in your sight. Father, I've sinned. I've wronged you. Come on.
And I am no more.
And Lord, have mercy. It really gets deep. I have messed up so bad. I do not deserve to be called your son any longer. Now, is that deep, y'all? Come on.
I'm no more worthy to be called.
I'm
son.
No more worthy. I have shamed you. I have disgraced you. Come on.
But the father said to his servants.
The father said.
Bring forth.
The father said. Now, did he need encouragement, y'all? Do we recognize when our children need encouragement? Fathers. Do you recognize when life have beat them up and beat them down? You as a father must give them encouragement. He said, I don't deserve to be called your son. I messed up. Father said to the servant, what did he say, what?
Bring forth the best
Bring
robe.
Forth the what?
The best robe.
The best robe. Put a robe around his shoulders.
And put it on him.
Put it on him, why?
And put a ring on his hand.
Put a ring on his hand.
And shoot.
Go get some new shoes. Go down to Steinmart and get some new shoes. Come on. Bring hither the fatted calf. Kill it. Let's eat and be merry.
For
my son was dead.
And is alive again.
I want to encourage my son. My son was dead.
He's alive again.
But my son is alive.
He was lost.
My son was lost.
And is found.
But Lord, I want to thank you, Jesus. My son is found. Come on, why?
And they began to be merry.
And they began to be merry. Okay, come on.
Now his elder son.
Now watch this. Now that was one son. What did he need? Encouragement. What did the father do? Make him feel. You're part of the family again. Welcome home, son. Wow. But he got another son. He got an older son who didn't leave. And he got a problem with that boy coming back. I told y'all, when you got siblings, it's different. Is that right? Let's see what happens.
Now the other son was in the field.
The other son was in the field.
And he came.
And he came.
And drew nigh to the house.
And drew nigh to the house. And he heard music. Come on.
And he called one of the servants.
He called one of the servants.
And asked
him, what's going on? That's what he said. What's going on in there? Come on.
And he said unto him.
Said unto him.
Thy brother.
Your brother.
Is come.
Your who?
Brother is come.
Wait a minute, who you say?
Your brother.
Who came?
Your brother, one was in the far country. He at home.
You mean the one that took the money and went out there and spent it all?
Yes, sir.
He back?
He back.
To get some more money?
He back.
What he back here for? Come on.
And thy father?
And your father?
Killed a fat calf.
Father did what?
Killed a big fat
Father
calf.
Did what?
Killed him, dressed him, and we eat.
Now, Wyatt explaining that thing. Go ahead, Wyatt. Kill the fatted calf.
Because he received him.
Because he received him.
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound. Watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this now. Don't miss this, fathers. Don't miss this. Sometimes you got to do stuff your kids don't agree with. But you the father. And they can't see what you're doing. Let's see what happens.
And he was angry.
And he was angry. So he needs encouragement too. Two sons, right? In two different places. One is beat down and beat up by life. The other say, I've been here all the time with you. You ain't done nothing for me. Why you buying it? What you doing all that for him for? I ain't went nowhere. Let's see what happens. Read.
And would not go in.
And he would not go in, Jackie. He wouldn't go in. Everybody else in, having a good time, and he would not go in. What does the father do? What does the father do?
came out.
The father came out.
And in
trouble. Wait a minute. The father came out. The son wouldn't go in. Son, he got problems. He won't go in. Who in there? Your brother? What they doing? Why? What's that on his shoulders? A robe? Wait a minute. I see that rain from back here. They doing all of this for him? And he went out and... And I ain't going in. What does the father do? Come on, brother Wyatt.
Father came out.
Father came out.
And entreated him.
And entreated mean he asked him, he begged him. That's what he told him.
Said to his father.
He said to his father.
Lo.
Lo.
These many years.
These many years.
Do I serve thee?
Do I serve you?
Neither transgressed I at
any time. I didn't ask for my inheritance. I did not go into the far country. I did not waste your money. And yet my younger brother comes home.
All right, preacher.
And you just making all this fuss about him.
Well, ain't it, preacher?
Does this boy need help? Can y'all see this church? The man who won't come to church needs some help. Is that right? Read it, Brother Wyatt.
And yet, thou never gave me a
and
kid.
And yet, Brother Sperling, you never gave me a kid. I went to the store for you.
Oh, yes.
I cut the grass. I mopped the floor. I milked the cows.
Yeah.
I fed the pigs. But you ain't gave me a goat. I like that. You ain't gave me nothing. Come on.
That I might.
You ain't had no party for me.
All right.
I didn't run off. That's what he says.
But as soon as thy son.
Brother Wise said, as soon as your son. He said, and then he said, your son, not my brother, your son.
That's it.
Come on.
Which have devoured thy living.
Which devoured, who threw away your money, who wasted your money.
All right.
Lord have mercy. Come on.
With harlots.
With harlots.
And thou have killed.
You killed.
The fat calf.
The fat calf. Come on.
And he said to his son.
And now the father. Brother Harris, he got a situation here. He says to his son because he recognizes his son needs encouragement. What does he say to him?
Son.
Son.
Thou art ever with me.
You are ever. Everything I got is yours.
And all that I have is thine.
And all that I have is yours. That son needed to hear that. Read.
It was meet.
It was right. It was the right thing to do.
That we should make merry.
That we should make. It was, son, you are ever with me. All that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry. Because in one sense, your brother is in worse shape than you.
Right.
But on the other hand, you in bad shape too. Because you having a problem seeing somebody else being blessed and benefited. Is that right?
Amen.
Read the rest of that as we conclude.
For this thy brother.
Was dead.
And is alive again.
And is alive again.
Was lost. And is found.
And so we say to, in conclusion, we say to all siblings, love each other. I say to all sitting brothers and sisters, love each other.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Love each other. Amen.
Amen.
Can't we see that this father knew that both sons needed encouragement? And father, whether you recognize that your children today, it doesn't matter how old they get.
Amen.
They still want to hear something good from their daddy. Huh? Doesn't matter how old they get. They want to hear you say something. They don't want to feel like I can't never please him. Lord have mercy. Something to think about, ain't it? So in conclusion this morning, I think we ought to just give a hand to all the fathers this morning. Can we do that? Can we give a hand to all the fathers? Amen. And they deserve that hand, don't they? And not only do they deserve that hand, they deserve a whole lot more. Amen. So Brother Spreading, I salute you. Brother Wyatt, I salute you. Brother Bobby Scott, Brother Ryan, I salute you. Brother Mike, I salute you. I salute you too. Brother Depp, Brother Jerry Harris, I salute you. Brother Earl, I salute you. Brother Hillary, Brother Clarence, I salute you. Amen. Brother Jason Moss, I salute you. Fred, you the man. I salute you. Amen. We thank God for these good men who stepped up, stepped out, stepped on. I thank God for Brother West. Good man. Did I overlook anybody? What about Brother Jack? Come out that sound room. You want something to talk about. Brother Rutledge. Who else? Brother Bailey. You get in trouble, get to calling names. But I take that risk. Amen. I thank God for these good men that steps up, steps out, step on. Is that right? Righteous enough and godly enough to be a good father. Is that all right? And I tell you, every letter in the word father stands for something. Is that all right? F stands for faithful. Because a real father is dependable. A stands for active. Because he's engaged and he's involved. T stands for tender. He's tender enough to be tough and tough enough to be tender. Is that our H stands for heroic. Because he's the head of his family. Is that all right? E stands for example, because he's an example and he leads by example. Is that all right? R stands for resourceful. Is that all right? You put them all together and they spell father. But I can't stop this lesson without talking about the heavenly father. But he's the greatest father of all. Is that all right, why? So I said, Father, I stretch my hand the deeper. No other help I know if you withdraw yourself from me. Oh, where shall I go? Is that all right? Father, I thank you that you art in heaven. Is that all right? Father, hallowed be thy glorious name. Is that all right? Father, thank you for giving us our daily bread, wide. Father, thank you for giving me of my sins. Is that all right? Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is that all right? Father, your kingdom has already come. Is that all right? So, Father, these earthly fathers want to say, we praise you because you were there. I said, you were there. You were there. To be praised, is that all right? Everything that has breath ought to praise the Heavenly Father. Because the Heavenly Father shows me how to be an earthly father. Is that all right? That's the message. Would you stand, please? That's the message this morning. And I'm thankful. Y'all going out to eat, men? I'm trying to get y'all out of here where y'all can get there before the rest of them get there. So I'm going to quit right there. If you're here today and you want to make it right with the Heavenly Father, you do so by repenting, confessing, and praying. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, you do so by hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and being baptized. And if you do so, you can sing this song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth dost thou fall on me? Oh, do I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, Savior. Why don't you hear my heart? Oh, cry. The stack on me. Oh, do not pass me by.